Today's message I have decided to call Muddy Vision. If you are in a situation where you cannot see what's going on, if you need a clear understanding about what is happening, then this message is for you. Let's jump right in. So we are still on the series called Muddy Vision, and I think the Lord gave me a good one about 4 hours ago, and so I just couldn't wait. I wanted to just jump right into the podcast and let you know what the Lord has showed me. So I'm going to start from Matthew chapter 17, verses 10 through 12, just three verses that is just an amazing verse. And so let's just get right into it. Matthew 17, starting at verse 10, says, "Then his disciples asked him, why do the teachers of religious law insist that Elijah must return before the Messiah comes? Jesus replied, Elijah is indeed coming first to get everything ready. But I tell you, Elijah already came, but he wasn't even recognized, and they chose to abuse him. And in the same way, they will also make the Son of Man suffer." And that's it. That right there was just muddy vision all over again. I'm telling you, the Lord is showing me something about our vision, not being able to see mud over our eyes that the Lord has actually put there. So, Malachi predicted and he prophesied that Elijah would return before the Messiah. And Jesus is telling us that Elijah did return. Jesus tells us that Elijah was actually John the Baptist. But even to this day, when we read the scripture, we read about John the Baptist, we never refer to John the Baptist as Elijah. And we just read it. Let me do something here. Let me go to Matthew 17, because I feel like it's not complete until you actually see this. So go to Matthew 17, 10. Okay. So Jesus says in Matthew 17, verse 12, he says, "But I tell you, Elijah has already come, but he wasn't recognized, and they chose to abuse him. And in the same way, they will also make the Son of Man suffer." Then the disciples realized he was talking about John the Baptist. Okay, and boom, that was just like, it was eye-opening to me, because Jesus said at that moment, after he told them, like, Jesus was telling them that Elijah already came. Elijah was John the Baptist. Did y'all not get that? It was John the Baptist. And even still to this day, when people talk about John the Baptist, they don't relate John the Baptist was actually Elijah. Look at that. You are blinded to see that Jesus himself said that John the Baptist was Elijah. You can see it here in Matthew 17, verse 10. But yet when we talk about John the Baptist, we never mention that that was actually Elijah. Okay. And I did another podcast in the Muddy Vision series where I'm talking about how he came up and he was talking to two men. And the men didn't even notice that that was Jesus. So again, like I said, the Lord just, he just shows me stuff, man. And I'm loving every second of it. So anyway, even to this day, you know, when we read the scripture and when we read about John the Baptist, we never refer to John the Baptist as Elijah. And you would think that even to this day, we would get it and we would just refer to John as Elijah. You know, you would think that we would just say, oh, yeah, you know, I'm talking about John the Baptist, but you know that's Elijah, right? Like that, it doesn't ever come up. I don't think I've ever heard that when people are talking about John the Baptist, unless it's like a point like I'm doing right now. But I feel like I don't hear that. But yeah, you would think they would do it, but we refer to as Elijah as Elijah, and we refer to John the Baptist as John the Baptist. But who saw what the Lord did? Who saw that John the Baptist was actually Elijah? Was our vision covered from seeing the truth? Elijah came back and no one noticed. No one saw it. Muddy vision. And just the same, the Messiah came and who noticed? Who saw him? But the same way they didn't notice Elijah's reappearance, they didn't see Jesus's appearance as well. In my recent study, the Lord continues to show me about muddy vision, where the Lord covers our eyes from seeing things just as Jesus did to the blind man. If you haven't heard it yet, please check out my podcast, my previous podcast talking about muddy vision. But in today's discovery, we're learning about how the people cannot see or recognize a true prophetic. Why haven't we noticed Elijah in the New Testament? Why doesn't the scripture have in parentheses, his name is John the Baptist, but he's actually Elijah returning? You know, something like that. Why do pastors not mention that this Elijah being John the Baptist? But what do we know for sure? Three things. I've got 3 points and I'm going to let you go. Three things. Point number one, the people can't see some prophets. People cannot see for many reasons. And here we see that even the closest to Jesus still couldn't see the truth about every single situation. Some things were kept from us and not revealed until we ask. That's why if you don't understand something, you ask Jesus. So don't assume you know the answer to everything. Elijah was there the entire time, but no one thought to ask, who is John the Baptist? Why is he here? What is John the Baptist doing here? Are you Elijah? I mean, they took whatever they saw and believed it. That's John the Baptist. He's John the Baptist. They see a man named John and accepted whatever they saw and believed whatever they saw. They didn't ask God about Elijah, but immediately once they did, Jesus answered them. So you want to question everything. Ask God about everything. Ask God to reveal to you. And what is it that you want to reveal to me, God? And He will. We see that through Jesus, the disciples were revealed the truth. And the same thing will happen today. If you just ask the Holy Spirit a question, listen for His response, He will answer you. But depending on how close you are with Jesus, depends on how well you will understand. Because Jesus didn't tell the disciples that Elijah was John the Baptist, but they knew exactly who the Lord was referring to because they were very involved in Jesus and what was going on. So pay attention, listen for God, listen for when He speaks, open your spiritual eyes so you can see what He's trying to show you. You have to be open to seeing things that you may not have noticed before. You have to understand that what you believed before may not be correct, and that the Lord is here to correct our vision. Let me give you an example. What if the Lord used a president to cause people to draw closer to the Lord and use that president to create laws to free the Lord's people, but the people didn't see it? And the people bashed this president and banned this president and removed him from presidency, But you didn't see what the Lord was doing because you didn't ask the Lord. And you went along with what society said about this president and not what God said about this president. Or here's another example. What if the Lord took a worldly man, a great musician, and turned his life around so that the musician will turn to Christ? And the Lord used this man to help others see Christ and help others see the enemy's lies through Jesus Christ. But instead, the people called him crazy, bipolar, or even a fake Christian. Do you see what I'm getting at here? Or last, what if there was a group of people? What if there was a group of people that were boldly standing on the word of God? I mean, these people refused to back down on the word of God. They loved Jesus, and no matter if they had to lose their job and couldn't provide for their families anymore, they were not going to do what the enemy was making them do. And what if you were persecuted? And what if you persecuted those people that stood on the word of God? What if you were that person that was persecuting, hating on those people that were standing on God's word? What if you were persecuting God's very own people? What if you caught those people who made a bold choice to stand up against society's lies, and instead you called them crazy racist people? The people's eyes are blinded from seeing John the Baptist for who he really was. The people's eyes were blinded from seeing Jesus for who he really was. And all I'm saying is, are we being blinded again? Are we falling for the same trap? Wake up. Turn your vision to Jesus and ask him questions and let him reveal the truth to you. Okay? Point number two. Almost done. Point number two. If you ask God a question, the Lord will reveal the truth to you. One of the greatest gifts of being a follower of Christ is that we can ask him for anything. You know, that includes answers we might not want to hear, or answers that are different than what we believed. The disciples just knew that John the Baptist was John the Baptist until they asked Jesus a question that actually they didn't think had anything to do with John the Baptist. They were just asking Jesus about Elijah, or about who Elijah was. How did John get in the story? But when the Lord reveals truth to his people, when he reveals truth to you, his truth can take something you so strongly believed in and reveal something that you never even thought you would put together. That's just how the Lord works. So my question to you is, what if you're wrong? What if what you're seeing in the world today, you are wrong? What if you talking about these political people means you are wrong and you've actually been bashing the wrong people? What if you were bashing the wrong people this entire time? What if you were hurting God's people and you didn't even know it? I told you I'm going to be quick today, so I'm going to go to the last point. So point number three, even if you were hidden, no matter what, a person who hears from the Lord is always abused by the world. I'll say that again. Even if you are hidden off social media, out of sight, not in the public eye, You said, you know what, I'm not going to talk about it. If I talk about it, I'll get shadow banned. If I talk about it, I'll get blacklisted. If I talk about it, I'll get removed from this group. This, even if you are hidden, no matter what, a person who hears from the Lord is always, will be abused by the world. I said the world, not his people. His people might do it, but is it really his people? Now, you know, we should all be able to be prophetic. You know, hearing from the Lord is like a basic characteristic of being a believer, in my opinion. Other than Jesus dying and rising again and being the ultimate sacrifice, hearing from God is like the next best thing. I mean, people always talk about God, but they don't talk to God. They don't hear from God. They don't feel his presence. They don't have a relationship with him. And they don't know that God can actually speak back to us. Yes, God can speak back to you. But when you find out that you can actually hear from God and you can learn from God, it's like a mind-blowing thing that happens, you know, that no one will ever be able to understand except for other people that hear from God as well, you know. And it's actually the reason why I started going in church, because I want to be around people that also heard from God, just like I did. And you would think that because you can hear from God, that people would also find it amazing and want to hear every word that you had to say that the Lord told you. You'd think that people would want the same thing and be like, I want to hear from God too. But it's actually quite the opposite. Just like with Elijah, just like with Jesus, just like with John the Baptist, when you speak of the way, the truth, the life, you are at peace, but the world is so against you. I mean, just be prepared. Just be prepared. It's because it's the opposite of what you think is going to happen. As soon as you say, God told me this, you need to get ready for that persecution. Get ready for the persecution in your own church, your own family and friends, online, and, you know, wherever you go. That's just what happens. It happened to Elijah. It happened to John the Baptist. It happened to Jesus, the disciples, and many men and women all over the world ever since Jesus died and rose again to this very day. You and I are no different. It will always be like this. They hate no other religion except for Christianity. They will only mock us. You know, we're the truth. I mean, so obviously, so just be prepared, okay? The world's going to abuse you, all right? They're going to call you crazy. They're not going to listen to you. And actually, when people call Kanye crazy, when people call Ye crazy, I'm always like, oh, okay, a Christian they're calling crazy. I'm actually now interested. Because if the world doesn't like you, there must be some truth there. There must be some great awakening happening, you know, when something like that happens. So the world, and they think that by calling Ye this crazy bipolar Christian, they think like that turns people off. And it does. It definitely turns the world off from Ye. And they'll be like, oh, we don't want to listen to Ye anymore. You know, it's like me, on the other hand, I'm like, I'm so excited. The Lord must be using this man, because listen, it's biblical. There's no way. I mean, we can talk about Ye, but we can also talk about Jenny on, you know, from down the street that gets a word from God. You know, we could talk about, you know, Corey that hears from God and is saying the same thing. And he's being treated the same exact way that Kanye is being treated. You know, he's just got a really bigger platform, so it's a lot louder. But Kanye is no different than a lot of us prophetics and servants of God. There's no difference. We're still going through the same thing Ye is, but he's got a bigger platform, you know? So anyway, yeah, the Lord's gonna be with you, but the world is going to abuse you, and they're gonna call you crazy. You know, they're not gonna listen to you or appreciate you. You know, just be prepared. All right, and like I said, that's all I had. See, less than 20 minutes. Let's pray. Let's end this with prayer. Lord, open our eyes to see what you want us to see. Reveal to us what you want us to have revealed. Open and prepare our hearts for you and all that you are working on and doing. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you'd enjoyed, let me know. I'm on Instagram and TikTok at Deanna Monique. Is your job telling you that you need to get the shot, the monkey shot or the flu shot or whatever shot that's out right now? If they're telling you to do that and that is against your relationship with Jesus Christ, then hit me up. My name is Deanna Monique and I have been doing religious exemption forms for almost 3 years now. I've done hundreds for the past, I'll say, almost 3 years. So I'm putting my degree to work. I am an ordained minister. If you need a religious exemption letter to just download, it's free. Just download it now. Or if you need the form filled out, you don't know what to fill out, I do that too. You can download the religious exemption form. It's free. If you need, you know, it notarized, that's $35. It's super cheap. You know, notarization is not free. So, but yes, other than that, it is completely free. Download it now. Go to my website at goodiegirl.co. That's GOODIE. girl.co. So goodiegirl.co. I also have like body lotions, healing cream, body washes. I've got a robe out. I think the robe sold out, but apparel and vitamins. You know, it is that season to where people aren't taking their vitamins and the cleansing part of our body is happening right now. So I've got the vitamins all there for you. Vitamins for kids, vitamins for adults, vitamin D, you know, vitamin C, gummies, because I'm big on vitamin gummies. Listen, sometimes vitamins don't taste the best, but putting it with a gummy is just so much better, especially for kids. So I've got that too. Anyway, go to goodiegirl.co and just have fun. Thank you so much.